everyone, and welcome to the Brighter Together podcast. My name is Janet Courtney, and my guest today is Caitlin Reams. Caitlin is a special education coordinator at the James and Grace Lee Boggs School, and they are located in Detroit, Michigan. Caitlin, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm so excited for this.
Awesome. So tell everybody a little bit about your background and your role and a little bit about Boggs School as well.
Yeah. So this is actually my first year in an admin position.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I actually graduated last weekend. Well, I graduated April 25th from Grand Valley State University.
That's so funny. One of our guys that we just hired, he's a recruiter for us. He's my son's roommate, just graduated from there as well last weekend. Oh, how funny.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It was a big weekend.
Yeah. Congratulations. What a great connection. I love that.
So that was great. But I've been pretty much in education my entire life. My mom was a special ed court administrator before me. Nice. So I knew how to write an IEP when I was 11. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then my dad was a home health nurse. So I was kind of like surrounded.
My mom did
sides.
That. Oh my goodness.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, she was. So what amazing connections we have.
Right?
Amazing. That's so
I love
cool.
That.
Anyway.
Why I started out as a one-on-one para for a student that had autism. Mm-hmm. And I went to, I moved to a different, at my home district where I grew up in. And then I kind of moved, I'm originally from Ohio, so I moved to Columbus. Mm-hmm. And I was a para for about 6 years there. And I graduated for Ohio Dominican University there. I taught for 1 year in Toledo, Ohio, and then I taught for 1 year in Hamtramck. And previously I was at a different charter school for about 5 years. And then this year's my first year at the James and Grace Lee Boggs School.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
And I love it so much.
Yeah. That's great. Tell us about Boggs. What's going on there? Tell me about is it a charter school?
Okay. It's a charter school. But what's really cool, so it's called the James and Grace Lee Boggs School. It's named after James and Grace Lee Boggs. And they were advocates, philosophers, so many great moments of Detroit history is with them. Grace Lee kind of inspired our founders, which two of them are, one is our executive officer and one is our principal. And they were inspired by Grace Lee and her philosophy and teachings. And one of the big thing is community and like working together. We're in our community. We're learning about our community. And that kind of goes hand in hand with our place-based learning. So we do a lot of our teaching about where we live. Mm-hmm. And so we just got through using the place-based learning organization helped us create a whole new social studies and science curriculum that's Detroit and Michigan-based. So our kids are learning about the water cycle with flooding that happens in Detroit and how can we critically think about how to support that? So our mission is to create critical thinkers for our community. And
nice.
I love Boggs so much because, yes, we're concerned about academics for sure,
yeah.
But there's so much more to teaching the whole child. Right. And, mm-hmm.
They're not just test scores, right?
They're not. And it's actually like I had to have a bunch of conversations with parents this month because it's testing month. And mm-hmm. They're like, why do we even have to do it? And I said, honestly, it's for the state.
Right.
But for us, it's more important that when they leave Boggs, that they are critical thinkers that want to be solutionaries in their community.
Mm-hmm.
We have like a full-time mental health specialist. We have a full-time social worker, which is really unheard of right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we found that that's super important. We have a community resource officer. So like anything our family might need, we try to wrap around support. And we do a lot of restorative practices as well. That's our big thing. So, other places I've worked at, I've had so much, put down on the teachers about rigid academics and mm-hmm. then the child's emotional and mental and physical health is kind of
secondary.
Mm-hmm. We're here, it's at the forefront. So mm-hmm. That's one of the things I really love about Boggs. Mm-hmm. And one of the great things also is as a staff, we do restorative circles as well. So
It's not just about the kids, really. Amazing. Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm.
I've had a lot of PTSD, I'll be honest, from other places I've worked at. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of unraveling with working mm-hmm. here. And
nice.
I'm very grateful for being able to be here.
Well, congratulations. I love that. Is Boggs K-12?
It's K-8.
K-8 right now. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Only one. So we're pretty small. We have one class per grade level.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice. So you have smaller count number, student counts too, right?
Yeah.
Or class size, I guess, is the.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. And you do the special education coordination for all of that?
I do. So right now we're at 21% of our students qualify for special services. Mm-hmm. And so at the beginning of the year, we didn't have an elementary resource room teacher. So I kind of did double duty for a while.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But luckily we found someone who's amazing, Miss Andy. And then I have a middle school resource room teacher, Mr. Jamie, and then a host of service providers. But luckily now that I've gone through and got my master's in admin, I'm taking on more of a leadership role. Mm-hmm. And my goal is to be able to help. And I've been able to do it slowly now that we've had both of our resource teachings filled. Mm-hmm. But going into the classroom, helping them accommodate, helping them modify, because mm-hmm. a lot of general ed teachers only get maybe one semester on how to work with students with special needs. Mm-hmm. And so they just don't know. They want to know. They want to help the students as best as possible. They just need support in that. So that's what I'm really excited about being able to do more of.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. And the kids win. When you can make the accommodation so that they can. That's the whole point, right? Access to education, right?
Absolutely.
It's what we do. It's what we do, right? So, I'm a speech therapist of 31 years. So, a couple of times I've done that.
And it's really cool because a lot of parents are asking to, how can we carry this over in home? So it's mm-hmm. a whole team effort and mm-hmm. I'm loving it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the model, right? Is everybody when we always tell schools when Lighthouse comes in, because we contract with schools, we consider our therapists a part of your team. That's mm-hmm. the whole point. The whole point of an IEP team is to be a team, parents and student and teachers and, administration and therapists. It's a team. So, it's really important that, you take that mindset going in. So I love that you guys are doing that. That's fantastic. So what would you say is probably one of your biggest challenges right now?
So one of the biggest, there's a two right now. Mm-hmm. One, which we've been able to manage okay, is finding qualified teachers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just a hard game out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it feels like as a very small school, we can't offer the salaries that other schools can. Mm-hmm. But people want to come here because they're here for the vision and the mission mm-hmm. of the school, which is more important to me than if you don't know how to do an IEP, we can teach you how to make, how to write an IEP. But if you have a passion that's connected to the school and to the students, that's great. It's just also trying to get those people in. Mm-hmm. so that's one of our big issues. We're starting to, do interviews for next year
and
get things ready. But it's hard, you know, living is expensive, but and we just gotta, so it's a double-edged sword there. Like, we want to be able to have qualified teachers, and we want to be able to promote our values. So they got to fit both of those, and sometimes just life is too much for some, like expenses are too much for someone on the salary, and we get that. But that's one of our biggest ones. Our second one is the state and the government, because we have such a high population of students with special needs, we get looked at pretty heavily. We have 5% of our students on modified curriculum instead of the 1%.
Yeah,
And
when you said 21%, I was like, yeah, that's, yeah. But it's not that unusual. I mean, now it used to be 13% was unheard of, and now, you know,
now it's
13% is average,
like,
right? It's
ooh,
like,
yeah.
yeah. And so, yeah.
So we have to play the game of doing what we need to do legally, doing what we want to do solutionary wise, and being vision, you know, trying to change things educationally, and also meeting the students' needs. So there's, you know, all these perspectives we're trying to bring in, which I feel like at the beginning of the year, I thought my role was more of doing as much as possible so that the state doesn't come in to look at our staff so they can do what they need to do. However, that's kind of changed as I've grown this year, where it's more of just meeting the students' needs before all else. So even if I have to meet with the state, which I've done a couple times this year because of our high numbers, just taking it in stride because I know what we're doing is right.
And I think there's that initial, you know, there's always that fear initially because they have power. I mean, they really do have power. But once you realize that they're not ogres, you know, the big bad wolf isn't going to come and eat you up, right? It makes it a little bit easier, I think. And I think too, I think that everybody's trying to do what's best for the kids, you know?
And if you can explain it too, and it's not, and it's so many people do love Bogs, and we have families that come here over and over again. And then they have word of mouth, and so we're going to get lots of people in, especially where they felt their students' needs aren't getting met elsewhere, so they're going to come here, or for the community part. So yeah, I think if we can explain it, why not go for what we can do?
Absolutely. Well, awesome. Okay, so I have one other question, and I just realized I didn't do it on my last podcast. So I said I've only missed it once. I've actually missed it twice yet. But you'll get this question. If you could miraculously solve one challenge in your school, what would you want to solve?
Ooh, that's tricky. Ooh, that's a good question. I think I would have to. There's so all of our teachers are so willing to learn, and it's just there's not financially and physically, there's just not a lot of opportunities for that. So I wish if I can change that, I would be able to let them have as much professional development in where they want to learn without having to find a sub, without having to pay for it, without having like as much as they want, because the more they learn, the more they can. So they're filling up their cup so that they can pour out to their students. And we have so, we there's so many opportunities. It's just hard to get
Get it
there
all in.
physically
Yeah,
and
I get
everything.
it. That's a good answer. I love that because you're focused on making sure your teachers are equipped, and that's it shows. It really shows. That's really great.
Thanks. Yeah.
That's really great. All right. Well, Caitlin, thank you so much for your time. It's been a great conversation. Where should people go if they want to learn more about Caitlin and what's going on at Bog School?
So if you look up the James and Grace Lee Boggs School.org, and we have a great website, and also on our Facebook page, the James and Grace Lee Boggs School, it tells what's going on. Like we just had students plant a bunch of trees, and today is a bike and walk to school day, and they're going to do a bike ride around the neighborhood all together.
Oh, fun.
So all those little fun things are on our Facebook page as well.
Awesome. Great. Well, thank you so much, Caitlin, for being on the Brighter Together podcast, because we really are. We're brighter together. So thanks again.
Thank you.